50th annual Stearman Fly-In coming up this weekend. Over the next week or so, you're going to hear a lot of Stearman biplanes around the area, and it's a wonderful, wonderful event here in the city of Galesburg. And joining us to talk more about this year's event, the president of the Stearman Fly-In Association, Jeannie Conlon. Jeannie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. I know it's a rather busy time for you leading up to this event, but I guess it is nice to actually have the event. And what we want to forget about last year, but it's nice that we're actually having an event this year.
Yes, and people are excited to come here because last year was virtual, so people are very anxious to be here, and especially since it's our 50th.
Yeah, it's not the same watching videos on YouTube or whatever as it is seeing them in person. But no, that sound is such a distinctive sound of the Stearman planes, and of course at the Galesburg Municipal Airport, all coming up starting later this weekend. I actually drove out by there yesterday just kind of see. I saw one sitting out there, but I know that as the week goes on, there's going to be more and more and more. And it sounds like you're going to have a really great group this year for the 50th.
We are. Right now, we've already got 139 Stearmans pre-registered, which is about triple the amount that we normally have pre-registered at this time. So, and there's a lot more that we know that we're coming. So,
well, and such a special year this time around, being the 50th anniversary of the event. Such a cool thing. Talk about the history and the connection and how this all started in Galesburg, of all places.
Sure. The first fly-in was in 1972. It was the brainchild of Jim Leahy, who is from Galesburg, and the late Jim Leahy, and Tom Lowe out of Crystal Lake, Illinois. They met in an antique aviation fly-in in Blakesburg, Iowa, and they both had Stearmans, and they thought, wouldn't it be nice to get the Stearmans together for their own fly-in? So thus, that's how it began.
Yeah, because I was never sure. I know I've asked that question before. I couldn't remember if there was any connection in particular with the planes to Galesburg. It's just that this just happened to be the place. It's like, hey, nice central location, because you got people coming from East Coast, West Coast, North, South. You got them coming from everywhere.
It's a centralized location, and as you mentioned, we do have them coming this year from California, Washington State, Wyoming, Montana, Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, East Coast, New Jersey, Florida, even Canada.
Yeah, and I know it's kind of a vacation for a lot of the guys flying them, because it'll, you know, could take them 2-3 days to get here, go, you know, several miles a day. Obviously, they don't fly at night, no lights or no radios or anything, so they're not flying at night. So it's kind of like a vacation and just an enjoyment of getting out in the open air in these things.
Absolutely. I mean, these are World War II biplanes. They're made of fabric and wood. And as you mentioned, it is an open cockpit, so they basically fly during the day when they can see where they're going.
Well, the 50th annual event starting this week, of course, just a wonderful thing for Labor Day. I mean, it's always a really cool thing, the Labor Day Parade, which, of course, will be coming up Monday morning here in Galesburg. One of the really cool things as the parade starts, there is a flyover of Stearman in formation. That's such a really cool way to kick off the parade.
That is our kickoff for the event. One of the other things we're doing this year is we have the new International Stearman Community Center building out at the airport, so we are having that dedication ceremony at 8:30 in the morning to kind of kick off the event. Then they'll have the pilot briefing, and in their planes they go to do the Labor Day Parade flyover.
Yeah, and it's so cool. Just even if you don't get out to the airport, you'll see a lot of them. But the best way is to get out there and take a look. And a lot of it is free. I mean, there are some things you can pay for that are extra, but a lot of what you see out there is absolutely free.
All the events are free. The only charge that there is, if you'd like to take a tram ride up and down the flight line to see the planes up closer, that's $1 per person. Otherwise, you can walk around the grounds and see the airplanes and see the people and the pilots. They'll be intermixed with everyone. We do also have some other static displays that'll be going on through the week. The B-25 Mitchell bomber, which I think you know about.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow morning, in fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They will be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We also have the Clydesdales that will be out at the airport all week for public viewing. Friday and Saturday, we have a C-47 Chinook cargo helicopter that'll be coming in from the Peoria Group that'll be on display. And the Illinois National Guard's also going to have some static displays out there for us.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful event because, yeah, Stearman aside, you got the Stearman, but so many other things that go along with the whole event. Jeannie Conlon joining us. She's the president of the National Stearman Fly-In Association. The event starting, we'll kick it all off with the Labor Day Parade, but you'll see a lot of the planes coming in here the rest of the week, and over the weekend you'll see them flying around. And there's some other really neat events that are a lot for the pilots, but as a spectator you can see as well, whether it be acrobatic flying and target contests and whatnot. These were not stealth bombers that had precision radar guided missiles. they were dropping them out of their, maybe dropping them off the bottom or just dropping grenades or something out of their cockpit. And that's kind of what's going on here with what, flower bombs, I guess?
Flower bombing contest. Yeah. And we have a short field takeoff and a spot landing contest. And then the aerobatics contest will be up in Geneseo.
Yeah. Well, you, Tyler, we should have a flower bombing contest, you and I.
Well, we do it off my roof all the time.
But. Have you ever flown in a Stearman?
Yeah, it was you, 3 years ago.
That that's right. I forgot you did do that. That's right.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Did you fit all right at 6'6"?
Yes, I fit okay, except until he told me to take the stick, and then...
Then there was that.
I said, for how long?
Yeah, and where do you want me to put it once I take it, right? Yeah. No, but that is the other thing, Jeannie, that for a cost, there were some pilots that there will be rides available, just a regular old ride, but they're doing some acrobatic rides as well.
Yes, they do.
If you're into that, I don't think I could handle it.
It's a great experience. So we do have two ride planes that will be here, and they should be arriving anytime. Could be tomorrow or the next day, so they'll be out at the airport. A couple other things I would like to mention is that we do have a presentation on Wednesday night. Chris Henry with EAA is going to be speaking about the B-17 bomber, the final mission. And then our big program, featured program for the week, is Colonel Mark Tillman, retired colonel. He was the pilot in command of Air Force One on 9/11/2001, and he will be speaking about remembering 9/11. So,
yeah, and that's amazing with the 20th anniversary coming up. I'm hoping we're going to get a chance to chat with him on here as well. That is really cool. And you would think that somebody's going to be really, really in demand especially this time around. But that's really cool that he's going to be here to speak. Is that one that's open to the public at all?
It is open to the public. It'll be in the new International Stearman Community Center. We'll have seating for the Stearman community that we know will be here because we can hold maybe 400 people there. But the general public is invited, so bring your chairs. We're going to have extra screens and monitors outside so that you will be able to see it. So bring your chairs and enjoy the presentation.
Yeah, and that's pretty amazing for those of us that remember that day and you know, step outside sometime in the afternoon. It's like, I think 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you saw contrails from Air Force One because it was the only plane in the sky other than some places. I know I was talking to a friend last night who lived in Chicago talking about, you know, some fighter jets circling Chicago just in case, not knowing. But other than that Air Force One was it that day.
Yep.
So, or for a couple of days even. So pretty cool. That's a neat thing that they have the pilot of that plane coming. Jeannie Conlon is the president of the National Stearman Flying Association, the flying getting underway, and you're going to see more and more planes coming in as the week goes on. Talk about as an organizer, my goodness, once it starts, does it get less busy like some events, or you're still kind of on the run through the whole thing?
We are on the run through the whole thing. I mean, we've got things going on all week long with seminars for the pilots. I mean, we've got opportunities for them to participate if they want to, or to just sit and relax and enjoy their time with their friends. So it's a busy week.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sure there's a brotherhood amongst the pilots and the owners of the planes as well. I honestly remember this has been back in the mid to late 80s. I lived in Indianapolis and I walked into a car dealership and I got talking with the sales guy and asked if I was from there. I said, no, I moved there from the Galesburg area. He's like, Galesburg, Illinois? He's like, yeah. Oh, we go there every year. My parents own a Stearman. He's from somewhere in Ohio. So yeah, we fly it there every year. So that's just kind of, and I'm sure you hear a lot of those stories of people, different places they come from. Yeah, this kind of a pilgrimage every year.
It is. And they love Galesburg. They love the community, and the community is so wide open and welcoming to them. People here have built long-lasting relationships with many of the Stearman pilots.
Well, one of the other things, people, you need to realize the kind of income this brings to restaurants and the stores and the hotels and everything. This is an event that's really, really huge for this community.
It is, and we know right now that all the hotel rooms are sold out for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. So
yeah. Not surprising.
It is a big event.
Absolutely. 50th annual event, the Stearman Flying, National Stearman Flying is coming up. It all gets underway later this weekend. And, of course, Labor Day Parade is just such a neat thing. So not only Labor Day, but they'll also be over earlier, kicking off Hog Days in Kewaunee. Is that right, with a flyover over there? Or,
that's just a flyout for the pilots.
Oh, just
they
for the pilots.
Go,
okay.
Go to breakfast at the airport.
Okay.
The Kewaunee Firemen's Club has a pancake breakfast at the airport. So they will do the Monmouth Prime Beef Festival Parade flyover. And then all the other seminars and flyouts throughout the week.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I always wonder, and maybe you may or may not know this, but like about with airspace for Stearman, obviously they fly at a lot lower altitude than other planes, and I'm guessing there's different, like guys getting here might have to kind of take detours around certain cities and certain airports. Is that the case? Mm-hmm. Do you know?
Yeah. They usually try to fly to smaller regional type airports, or like a Galesburg airport. They like to land on grass strips, so they've got their routes planned out way in advance, exactly where they're going to go.
And you know, it's amazing. Really, really, really safe planes, too. I mean, mm-hmm. if they have a problem, they just come bouncing in if they need to.
Very safe. Very safe. Yeah. I think part of it's because of their low altitude that they fly. And, I mean, they can land in cornfields if they have to, and bean fields. And
yeah. Well, I know you probably remember this also, Gina. I remember growing up the crop dusters they were using biplanes. I remember that when I was young.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was one of the evolutions of the planes, going from the fighter learning to train in World War II, then going to air show type performances, then the crop dusters, and now what they are today for recreational.
Well, it's a really, really amazing event. The largest gathering of Stearman. We know in the country, is it the largest gathering in the world, I'm guessing?
It is the largest gathering in the world of the Stearman biplanes.
Wow. It is
we hope to beat a record of 141 this year. So.
Yeah. Well, if you got one, bring it. Tyler, do you have one sitting around in a barn or something that you're aware of?
It's made of paper, but no.
A paper biplane. Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Made
all right. The 50th National Stearman Fly-In coming up this weekend. It'll go all next week. And, make sure you get out to the airport. And, you know, if you really want some interesting stories, you get a chance, try to talk to the pilot, or the owners of the planes, pilots. I'm sure they've got some great stories. And probably history, a lot of these planes have a lot of history, as you said, from the war as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. One of the other events that we do have going on this week is on Friday evening. We're going to have a big band hangar dance. So that is open to the public from 8 to 10 o'clock on Friday night.
All right. Just lots of wonderful things going on in conjunction with the 50th annual Stearman Fly-In. Gene, anything else we need to know about the event? And I know it's, just get out there and have a good time is a big thing.
That's exactly right. Come on up to the airport, see all the planes, have an opportunity to talk with some of the pilots because they love to talk about their planes. So we'd love to have you out there.
Yeah, if you wonder, just like many other events, there's food vendors available for you, and just so you can kind of make a day of it if you like.
Yep, we'll have food vendors and some retail vendors and Stearman shop that'll be open with little Stearman memorabilia. So
yeah, and this is, if you don't have any Stearman memorabilia, 50th anniversary, this is the time. Get your t-shirt or whatever the case may be. Do you have those? Are those available on your website as well?
They are not. We have not gone retail yet on the website.
Okay, but if you get out to the Galesburg Municipal Airport, you can find the t-shirts available.
Yep.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, again, a wonderful event. The 50th annual Stearman Fly-In happens coming up this week and all next week, and we're going to see all the wonderful planes. Jeannie, anything else we need to know?
Come on out to the airport. We welcome you to come on out. It's a great community event.
Absolutely. Jeannie, thanks so much for taking the time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.